In the old time, Sunday like today of the feast we celebrate, it's called in Latin Corpus Christi Sunday. It is to say the body of Christ Sunday. Just like last Sunday they say the Holy Trinity Sunday, or a Sunday before the Holy Trinity Sunday, we call the Pentecost Sunday. Corpus Christi Sunday, the first celebrate the feast of the body and blood of Christ in the sacrament, at the Mass, at the Holy Communion. Every Mass, at the core of the liturgy, the priest took the bread and said, "This is my body." After that, he took the cup, said, "This is the cup of my blood." He elevated the consecrated host and consecrated wine. And during that time, the altar boy rings the bells. What does that mean, the bell there? In the old time, it was the church was usually dark, and there were many columns. And so that's why people went to Mass. Instead of paying attention to have a kind of active participation of Mass, to sing together, to pray together, they pray their own rosary and fall asleep. So that's why the bell is. The bell and the consecration say, "Wake up!" It's a serious, a solemn moment. The Lord is with us. And so that tradition come on until today. You still have the bell before the consecration time to say to the people, "Pay attention. This is the moment that the good Lord is coming to us. He's going to transform the bread into his body and the wine into his blood." Right after that, the priest say, declare to the people, saying the mystery of faith. And then we all together in unison answered, saying, "We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you comes again." The mystery of faith. What is that? What does that mean? When we talk about mystery, we see that something like obscure, something like against the reason, against our intellect, or something like illusion. But the mystery here is the reality which is above our mind. The same thing like the mystery of the Holy Trinity. It's something, one God but three persons. The first person is God. The second person is God. The third person is God, but only one God. That's something above our mind. We cannot understand. So the mystery of faith here is in the fact that Jesus changed the bread into his body, the wine into his blood. We have our senses. Before the words of consecration or after the words of consecration, we see the same bread. We taste the same bread. We smell, we taste the same wine. But the only difference is our ears saying, "This is my body. This is the cup of my blood." That's what our Lord says to each one of us. And that's why we believe. Faith, the mystery of faith, we accept it because of his authority and because of his teaching. The mystery of faith in the sense that Jesus come to us to be present among us in the Eucharist. So that's why you come to the church, usually I observe it. You look toward the altar, but especially to the tabernacle. The good Lord is in there. And any Catholic church, any church that you see, a lamp there. That lamp we call the votive lamp or perpetual lamp to say to us that our Lord is here in the own time. Usually the church is open and people come to visit the Eucharist, the good Lord in the Eucharist, in the tabernacle. It reminds me of the story about a farmer. After a hard work day, he came to the church and prayed at the time of St. John Vianney, Quiridos. St. John Vianney come out and pray, and also it was about time for him to lock the church. He come down and he saw a man sitting there without a prayer book, without the rosary. So he asked the man, "What are you doing here?" And the man just answered to St. John Vianney saying, "I am here just to look at him, and I hope that he looks at me." That would be a wonderful act of faith there. The mystery of faith is Jesus present in the Eucharist, in that piece of bread, in that cup of wine, becoming his body and his blood after the words of consecration. We call it the transubstantiation. It's a kind of theological word. Transubstantiation, it means to change from one substance to another substance. From the substance of the bread into the substance of the body, the blood, the divinity, the humanity, the soul of Christ. And the same thing in regard to the wine. It is become the blood of Christ. That's the mystery of faith. The mystery of faith has another meaning, that our Lord says, "This is my body for you. This is my blood for you. Take it and eat it. You will have eternal life." That's what St. Paul in the second reading today in his letter to the Corinthians. Our Lord said so to the disciple and to you and to me. The Holy Communion is a wonderful way that the good Lord be with us, to be united with us, and to be what we call the panis angelicus. St. Thomas described it that way. The heavenly, the angelic bread God gives it to us to help us to live, as now we need to eat well, we need to drink well, we need to be well fed in order to have a good health. So the same thing for our body. We need to eat the body of Christ and drink his blood in order to be well spiritually, to have a good spiritual health for our soul. So the mystery of faith is Christ present with us in the Eucharist. The mystery of faith is Christ, the body, his body, his blood is our food. But also another aspect of this mystery of faith is each Mass we come here, it is a renovation. It is a repetition of the first Mass. The first Mass was when Jesus, 2,000 years ago, was crucified on the cross. And he offered himself to God the Father, together with all of us, to die for us, but also to offer to God his life for our sake. And the same Mass, the same sacrifice, is repeated at every Mass. And so that's why when you observe at the offertory, when the deacon prepare the wine to put into the chalice, he put some drops of water. See, that's the drop of water is a symbol of us, each one of us, to be mixed, to be united together with Jesus, who is the symbol, symbolized by the wine. But that's some cup of wine, together with some drop of water, will become the blood of Christ. Offering our Lord, we offer ourselves to God the Father. That's the mystery of faith. Now, the question is, what is this for? Why did Jesus do it? The main reason is because of his love for us. That's all. Because he loved us, and he found out the best way to be with us. You parents, you love your children, you love your grandchildren, and what is the best way you live to them? You might think about your death, and you leave them a bank book, a good bank book, or a good house, a good car, or a good business, or a good education, whatever. But there's no way to be with them always to the end, to the end of the world. We have some time and then we finish. The only what we call the sentimental memories, either a videotape, an album of pictures, you can hear the voice, you can see the picture in the past, that's all. But our Lord had the initiative to be with us in the Eucharist until the end of the world. It reminds me the story about a boy, Johnny, who went to school. Coming back from school, usually, the first word he called out would be, "Mom." And if Mom is at home, everything is so sweet, so good. And one time he came home, he called, "Mommy." And Mommy was not there. He was very upset. And he found that his house was very empty. What did he do? He was hungry. He came to the kitchen and he see a note on the kitchen table saying, "Honey, Mommy is gone to the shop, to the store now, but I will be back soon. But your snack is in the kitchen refrigerator." And then she signed, "Love, Mom." When Johnny found it, he was happy. The house is not empty anymore. And this story is saying to us that, is this the way Jesus treats us? He gives us the treat, the Holy Communion. He says, "This is my food for you, my treat for you. You eat it and you will have strength. You eat it and you have life. You eat and you have rest." So our part is, how do we answer to his love in regard of the Eucharist he gave to us? Surely with appreciation, with gratitude, but especially also with faith, more faith, stronger faith in his presence among us in the Eucharist. And with hunger, with appetite for the spiritual food, to try to receive the communion frequently, and with the desire that we used to have to receive the first Holy Communion. So we pray to the good Lord together, who loves us, who is with us in the Eucharist, and we appreciate this sacrament and thank God for being with us. So each day we come, not only by ourselves as a family, but get more people to come together to worship, to realize that we come to the good Lord for life and life eternal.